What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're listening to me over on my Feel the Beat web radio station at 6 a.m., thank you so much for getting up so early to show support. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my 9 platforms, such as Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify. If you're listening to me on any of those platforms, thank you for taking time out of your day to press that play button. You know, you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to press play and support, and I appreciate you. If you are a subscriber, thank you so much for subscribing and supporting. If you are interested in subscribing to my podcast, it is $2.99 a month, and I appreciate it for you joining my team. So let's go ahead and get into today's message. So I had this thing going on in my head, right? And I was thinking about a scenario. And I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about this today. Because somebody needs to hear this. You know, you can't please everyone. No matter how hard you try. You could do your absolute best. You could go out of your way for people. And sometimes it's not enough. You have people that are greedy. People that are entitled. You have people that just will never appreciate you in general. So whatever you do, it won't be enough. If it's your spouse, it'll never be enough. You're trying hard every day, breaking your back, doing things for them. And it's always an issue. They're complaining. That means no matter what you do, it won't be enough. If it's your parents and you're trying your hardest, you're giving it your best shot, you're going through life and you're doing what makes you happy. But your parents still aren't satisfied. They have other plans for you. They want you to be doing something else in life, something that they picked out for you to do. No matter what you do, it won't be enough. So I've come here today to tell you that you are enough. You just being who you are is enough. And don't you ever let anyone tell you that you're not enough, that what you're doing is not enough, especially if you're giving it your best shot. If you know that you're putting in 100%, don't let anyone tell you that it's not enough. Sometimes we are in the company of the wrong people. And it's hard for us to accept that we're in the company of the wrong people. And sometimes they'll just do things to show you that you're absolutely in the company of the wrong people, that they don't deserve you. It can be your job. You're giving it your best shot. You're showing up to work. You're on time. You're doing all of your tasks. But for some reason, your supervisor, the other people that work there, they're complaining. They're wanting you to do extra. They're making you feel like what you're doing is not enough. But in your heart and in your spirit, you know that you're doing enough. You know that you're giving it your best shot. that is not the place for you. Sometimes the Most High has a way of showing us things that we're not ready to accept. The Most High has a way of showing us people for who they really are, and we're just not ready to accept it. But I'm here to tell you on today, you need to get ready to accept it. Because sometimes, if you are in the wrong environment, things will be shook up. The Most High has a way to come in and shake it up real good for you. Shake up your life. Shake up your relationships. Shake up your family ships. You've gotten in there and gotten comfortable. But that is not your purpose. That is not what you're supposed to be doing. That is not where you're supposed to be. So the Most High send someone to make you uncomfortable, to get in there and shake things up a little bit so that you can move along with your purpose. I can speak on this because that was me. I can speak on that because I'm still currently going through things like that. Sometimes you stay in situations too long. You know that you should have left. You know that you're not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be at that job, in that friendship, in that relationship. You know better. Your spirit is telling you it's time to go. But we're hard-headed. We're hard-headed. We don't want to accept things. We want to hold on to people for dear life, like there's no one else in the world. And life would just shake things up to get your attention. To let you know that, baby, this is not it. This is not it. You're too comfortable. It's time to move along. You know, my life has been shaken up plenty of times. Because in my people-pleasing days, I wanted to hold on to people for too long. I wanted to impress people. I was doing the absolute most. Boy. But when the Most High come in and start shaking things up, you better hold on for dear life. Hold on. Because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Very bumpy. You're going to lose a lot of people in the process. People are going to be exposed. You're going to find out who people really are. All kinds of things are going to go on. But just know that when those things happen, it's only for your good. It's only for your good. You don't know any better. The Most High is working it out for your good. Life is a constant learning experience. We're constantly learning things. We don't know everything. You know, some people like to think that they know everything and that they have it all figured out. But we're constantly learning. And if you're wise, you'll learn your lesson and move on to the next level. Some of us, it takes a little bit longer. We have to bump our heads a few times. Get burned a couple times by these people that we thought were family and friends. People that, you know, we thought really loved us and supported us. We have to get burned a couple of times. And then we get it. And then we move on. Everybody's not going to learn at the same time. So when you learn your lesson, it's your job, it's your duty to help someone else. Don't be selfish. There's always someone else that you can help. Always. And I know somebody needs to hear that today. It was placed on my heart to talk about that. Someone needed to hear those words on today. And when I speak to you, I speak to myself as well. Like I stated before, I don't have it all figured out. I'm still learning. The Most High is still working on me. But I know one thing. I am humble. And I show gratitude every single day. I'm thankful for all of the experiences I've gone through. In the moment, when they were bad, I wasn't thankful. I wasn't. Sometimes it seems like I couldn't even find my way out of those situations. But the Most High pulled me out. Pulled me out. I was there long enough to learn my lesson. And then I moved on to the next level. And who am I to sit here and experience all of the things I've experienced in life and not talk about it, not tell somebody else, not share this information, this knowledge with someone else that could possibly use it? It's been many times I sat here and I got in my own way. I would psych myself out and say, people aren't going to listen to me. I'm too shy. I don't know what to talk about. I had all kind of things going on in my head. And all along, I was missing my own blessing. Missing what the Most High had for me to do. I was getting in my own way. While someone else was hurting and needed to hear some of the things that I went through. Someone else needed to hear some of the experiences that I've gone through. And I was sitting there being selfish. You know, we should all walk in our purpose. And if you'd have told me 10 years ago that my purpose was to speak, try to reach people, touch people, I would have told you, I'm not doing that. I'm too shy. Nobody's going to listen to me. I would have told you all that. But I will no longer get in my own way. And yes, it is true that I am shy. And sometimes situations come about and I psych myself out and I still feel like people are not going to listen to me. It's been situations where I posted content on social media and people didn't even like it. I could look at it and see where people, like hundreds of people, viewed it, but they didn't like the content. So I psyched myself out. I psyched myself out. And I was like, you know what? I probably don't need to do this. I don't need to post anything. Maybe I shouldn't post over here. Maybe I should go over there and post. That was me getting in my own way. And the Most High told me to keep posting. Keep speaking. Go ahead and post over there and post over there and post over there and post over there. And you know what? The right people at the right time are going to come get that message. Those hundreds of people that are just viewing my content and not liking it, maybe the message is not for them. Maybe it's not for them. But maybe those one or two people that like it needed to hear that message. Maybe I said something that resonated with them. The right people at the right time are going to hear me speak. The right people at the right time are going to hear these messages, these podcasts, these episodes. They're going to hear what they need to hear. So I encourage you on today, don't get in your own way. Don't let people not liking your content discourage you and make you not want to speak if that's what you desire to do. Or maybe you do music. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you draw. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you dance. No matter what your craft is, continue to do it. If it's in your heart and in your spirit, and you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing, continue to do it. And I promise you, in divine timing, the right people are going to come and they're going to watch you and they're going to see you. They're going to hear you and they're going to feel you. Don't worry about these people that don't support you. Don't worry about that. I used to be so hung up on the numbers. How many likes did I get and how many views did I get? If you're hung up on that, that means you're doing it for the wrong reason. I remember telling someone, I'll do this for free. And then I heard a word. I heard a word that said, your gift will make room for you. So even though I'll do it for free, my Father will make sure that I live in abundance, that I'm taken care of. My gift will make room for me. Your gift will make room for you. Keep walking in your purpose. Don't worry about what other people have to say. Don't worry about if they like what you're doing or your content. Please keep going. I think when you get to a certain phase in your journey, you just stop caring about what people have to say. The only person that you're concerned about impressing is the Most High. That's the only person I want to impress while touching and helping other people. Maybe I'll share one of my life experiences and someone else out there went through the same thing. Maybe they felt alone. Maybe they felt like no one else went through that but them. And then here I come. They press that play button and hear me speak. And they find out that they're not alone. Maybe they gave up and thought that the Most High forgot about them. And then they pressed that play button and they heard me say that the Most High would never leave you or forsake you. Maybe they needed to hear that in that moment. Maybe they didn't have family supporting them or their friends. And they heard me say, encourage yourself. Don't worry about if your family or friends are supporting you. Maybe they pressed the play button and they heard me say that. Because that's what you're going to get when you come here. I've been there. That's why I can talk about it. I felt like I didn't have no support. No friends, no family, nothing. Nobody supported me. But I believed in me. I believed in the things that I was speaking about. I've even had some people to listen, which I appreciate all of the support. But I've had some people to press the play button and literally listen for a few minutes and then turn it off. I get that what I'm saying is not going to resonate with everyone. It may not even be your cup of tea. But see, the type of friend that I am, the way I'm set up, if you're doing something, especially if you invite me or you send me a link, I'm going to press the play button or I'm going to come support you and I'm going to stay there the entire time or I'm going to listen to the entire thing because that is how you show support. You may not even be into what the person is talking about, but they ask you to support them. That's the type of friend and family member I am. Because you asked me to. And majority of the time, you don't have to ask. If it's somebody that's in your corner, somebody that's supporting you and loves you, you don't even have to ask them to support you. Especially on your dream, something that you're passionate about and something that you love doing. It means a lot when people show up. To them, it's like, oh, she has another episode out. Let me listen a couple of minutes and then, you know, at least I support it. I get that. I get that. You're not into it. But that's hurtful because I wouldn't do them like that. Or if they have a subscription, I'm going to subscribe and I'm going to stay subscribed and I'm going to always show support. But when it's my turn, I don't get that. I don't get the same love in return, you know, and I don't expect everyone to be like me. And I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal at all. But what I'm saying is support is very important, especially when you have someone showing you support. The right thing to do is to support them the same way they support you. Don't give them half of you. Don't do people like that, especially when they're good people. No, good people get messed over all the time. Because people look at us like, you know, they're quiet, you know, they'll be okay. They're not going to say anything. Yes, a person may be quiet, but they're very, me especially, I'm quiet, but I'm very wise. And once I've had enough of you, I will cut you off and you won't hear from me again. I'm not fake. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to do any of that. If I don't rock with you, I don't rock with you. But when I do rock with you, I'm going to fully support you. So I encourage all of you today. If you've been slacking on people that have been in your corner, supporting you, and especially you know that they didn't have to, don't mistreat them. Show them that same love in return. And that message is for someone too. That message is for someone. Sometimes things come to me and I wonder why did I just get that message in my spirit to talk about that? Somebody need to hear that. But I thank you all so much for stopping through, showing support. As always, you guys are so amazing. Getting new followers. Wow, you guys are amazing. And I thank you. You can always email me if you have an episode idea that you would like for me to do at kimijo774@gmail.com, and I will be sure to get back with you. Just allow me at least a day to respond to your emails. Also, on my Feel the Beat web radio station, it is a 24/7 web radio station. I created it because, if you don't know this, I love music. I love all types of music. So I just created a chill space where I can play music all throughout the day, and you all can click on the links on any of my social medias and listen. Listen, maybe you'll hear your song, your favorite song. I think that's all I have for you all today. Once again, I would like to thank you all for stopping by. I want you all to know that you are amazing. You are absolutely amazing. And I wish that everyone within the sound of my voice will have an amazing, amazing day. Always know that you can do anything in this life that you want to do. Don't let anyone discourage you or talk you out of your dreams. If it's something that you're passionate about and you like or love doing it, go for it. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're too old to do anything. I went back to college at 40. 40 years old. And I'm working on my third degree. I had naysayers and people that didn't believe in me. But I believed in me. And I knew I could do it. I knew I could do it. If I just put my mind to it, I can do anything that I want to do. And that is the positive message I would like for you all to take from this podcast. Always know, no matter what obstacles get in your way, no matter who tries to stop you, the Most High has your back. Always. Always. Don't get down on yourself. Don't let people have an opinion over your life. Don't allow people to speak over your life. That's your life. And your life is supposed to be abundant and blessed, prosperous. Get out there and make magic happen. Get out there and be happy. Spread positivity. Make other people happy and make them smile. Because when you do that, it's going to make you feel good on the inside. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And guess what? I love you too. I will see you all in the next episode.